This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that cultural pillars like language, literature, art and spirituality shape a nation's identity. He emphasized that while the country is moving forward on the path of development, it remains deeply rooted in self-respect, self-confidence and self-pride. The Prime Minister was speaking during a program to mark the celebrations of International Abhidhamma Divas and recognition of Pali as a classical language in New Delhi today. He said that the central government has given the status of classical language to Pali language and it makes the celebration of Abhidhamma Divas historic this year.
इस वर्ष अभिधम्म दिवस के आयोजन के साथ एक ऐतिहासिक उपलब्धि भी जुड़ी है भगवान बुद्ध के अभिधम्म उनकी वाणी उनकी शिक्षाएं जिस पाली भाषा में ये विरासत विश्व को मिली है इसी महीने भारत सरकार ने उसे शास्त्रीय भाषा का दर्जा दिया है आज ये अवसर और भी खास हो जाता है पाली भाषा को शास्त्रीय भाषा का ये दर्जा पाली भाषा का ये सम्मान भगवान बुद्ध की महान विरासत का सम्मान है
Senior BJP leader Naib Singh will be sworn in as the Chief Minister of Haryana for the second consecutive term today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and several NDA leaders will attend the ceremony. Mr. Singh met Governor Bandaru Dattatreya yesterday and staked the claim to form a new government in the state following his election as the BJP Legislature Party leader. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair a conclave of chief ministers of the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, and their deputies in Chandigarh today. BJP President JP Nadda, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, and Home Minister Amit Shah will also attend the meeting. The meeting will follow a structured agenda focusing on national development issues. The Supreme Court today upheld the constitutional validity of Section 6A of the Citizenship Act related to the grant of Indian citizenship to illegal immigrants in Assam by a majority verdict of 4-1. A five-judge constitution bench headed by Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur said the Assam Accord was a political solution to the problem of illegal migration. President Draupadi Murmu will reach Malawi in a short while from now on the final leg of her three-nation visit to the African countries after concluding her visit to Mauritania. During her three-day stay in Malawi, the president will hold bilateral meetings with countries' top leadership and meet the Indian diaspora. Yesterday, President Murmu held bilateral meeting and delegation-level talks with a Mauritanian counterpart, Mohamed Ould Ghazouani. Four MOUs were signed between the two countries to strengthen the bilateral ties. Valmiki Jayanti is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. The day marks the birth anniversary of Maharshi Valmiki, the author of Ramayana. Maharshi Valmiki is also revered as the Adi Kavi or the first poet of Sanskrit language. The processions called Shobha Yatra is also taken out to mark the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings on the occasion. Assam's Kaziranga National Park has recorded over 446 butterfly species in an exciting discovery, securing second position as the highest butterfly diversity hotspot in the country after Namdafa National Park in Arunachal Pradesh. Among the new species, 18 are new records for India. The cyclonic depression over Bay of Bengal made a landfall near Tada in Andhra Pradesh early this morning. It is likely to weaken into a well-marked low-pressure area over south coastal Andhra Pradesh and adjoining North Tamil Nadu by this afternoon. On to sports and cricket, India were 34-6 at lunch in their first innings against New Zealand on the second day of the first test match in Bengaluru when reports last came in. Earlier, the hosts won the toss and chose to bat first after day one was washed out. In Denmark Open Badminton, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu will face China's Han Yu in the pre-quarterfinals of the women's singles this afternoon. In football, India will face arch-rivals Pakistan in their opening match of the SAF Women's Championship 2024 at Kathmandu in Nepal this evening at 5:15 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.